calling the meeting to order at 5:00 for the SCORE regular board meeting on February 24th, 2026 at 5:00 PM. Roll call, please.
Yes, Commissioner Clark.
Here.
Commissioner Coach.
Here.
Commissioner Mastalato.
Here.
Commissioner Salvucci.
Here.
Commissioner Pittman, absent. Commissioner Goodson.
Here.
Okay, let's stand for the salute, or for the pledge. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, acknowledgement of visitors. I don't see anyone in the lobby. Do we have anyone on the telephone?
No.
Okay. Board meeting minutes.
Yes, Madam Chair, so we included the board meeting minutes from the January 27th meeting in your packet. If there was any questions, or if you guys noticed any errors, we can address those now.
I make a motion to accept the meetings of January 27th, 2026. Do we have a second?
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Employee safety meeting minutes.
Yes, Madam Chair, we had a safety meeting on February 19th, 2026, and we included those minutes in the packet. If there's any questions, then I can answer those now.
Any information you want to share from the meeting?
Micah ran the meeting. You want to share any information, particulars?
We did a safety meeting on compliance, or I'm sorry, on, I mean, it's in the notes. I can't even think right now. What's the word I'm thinking of? Complacency?
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, we just had a good discussion about staying involved in what you're doing.
Not taking every day for granted and making sure that you're safe at all times.
Does this require a consensus?
It's just informational.
Okay.
We don't have to adopt these?
Yeah, we do.
I make a motion to adopt the safety meeting minutes of February 19th, 2026.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None.
My bad.
Authorization of warrants?
Yes, I went over the warrants with Glenn, and everything is in order. Warrants paid through this meeting are numbers 30899 through 30960, in the amount of $898,901.18. Commissioners' checks, 11738 through 11743, and election fund transfer, I mean, electronic fund transfer.
I second that. Can you roll call on that?
We can. Commissioner Clark.
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalato.
Yes.
Commissioner Goodson.
Yes.
I mean, technically, we don't normally do the roll call, but it is paying the bills, so I guess it's not out of hand. I did want to explain one more thing. If you guys have noticed on the, in your packets, on the warrant list and in the financials, due to our, the new things that we're doing with CLA, our new accountant to keep us, make sure that we're doing everything correct, you'll notice some extra categories. So she's added in all the transferring, going from late checking to in class, all that, so you guys can see that. And then there's also another sheet in this packet, the big packet, that shows the revenue, and it's a little bit different than before. This red sheet here.
Second page on the monthly financials.
So it's a little bit different on the bottom. You'll notice there's a little, the categories are a little different, and it's actually spelling out how much money is going into those individual accounts. That's written in the budget, but just for you guys on a monthly basis to see that. So we had to make some changes on the recommendation of the auditor and the accountant. So I just wanted to give you guys that little piece of information. If you see that it looks different, that's why.
Okay. Next item is SCORE policy 7050, calculation and collection of sewer rates and charges.
Yes, Madam Chair, so we're bringing this to you because we had a meeting with the city discussing you know, just efforts and whatever to get all the multifamily units tracked the proper way and all that. And they had a couple questions, and we noticed with them going over that there was a couple things that needed to be changed in the policy that we didn't catch the first time around. Mainly the big one was, and we included both copies, the new copy in your that will be the final, and the marked up copy that should be in your packet so you can see the changes that made. But the big changes that was made is, previous to this, we didn't use the weighting factors to account for any of the RFCs or anything like that. And it actually, technically, the weighting factor does not apply. It doesn't change the RFC, but it changes the EDU total count, which then changes the amount for RFC. But so we needed to make sure that, because in the old one, it said that it was not used for, if you look at regional facility charge on page 2, it said score. It says now scores impact fee for all new connections to the regional sewer system. Before that, it had that extra line that said the fee is not subject to weighting factors. It is subject to weighting factors.
Because we created two new residential categories.
Exactly. So we just need that fixed in our policy so that there's no questions for developers. We don't have to get into any. Well, it says here it's not, because it technically really isn't adjusting the RFC. It's adjusting the total amount of EDUs, but that will change the total amount due for the RFC. So we just wanted to get that piece of language out of the policy so that it wasn't confusing. And like, I just confused it all the way I was talking. So, questions?
You mentioned an addition to residential.
Yeah, so we have, before we just had one level of residential. So if you lived in a 5-bedroom house, you paid right. The same as if you lived in a 1-bedroom apartment in this giant multifamily thing.
Right.
Well, we were, part of the K&M lawsuit was that mm-hmm. you need to charge proportional. And the multifamilies, according to the census data, hold more people in them per unit mm-hmm. than single family. So we took the total average that's in a multifamily and the average that's in a regular in a single family, and we used and we divided it, and the multifamily has 0.88 people for every one person in a single family thing. So that's how we came up with the weighting factor of 0.88. So if you, just for example, to make numbers easy, if you had a 100-unit apartment complex, mm-hmm. we would multiply that times 0.88, and your EDU count for that would be 88.
Right. EDU is 16.
For some reason, I was thinking
that's fixture counts, but that's it. That's for commercial. That's different okay. stuff.
I'm sorry. I didn't.
I can. I'll get back to that.
I thought you were making reference to ADU.
So. No. And the 16 fixture counts come in, so I kind of simplified it for her. The 88, it would be 88, but there's also, if there's communal use buildings in the multifamily apartment, so like they got a pool building, a manager's unit.
Laundry
those
facilities.
We count as commercial. Uh-huh. We go in and we count the fixture units uh-huh. it's in the laundry room or whatever, and then uh-huh. they get that added. So they'd have the 88 mm-hmm. plus their communal right, buildings, right. which goes on the commercial fixture count that you brought up, 16 units. Right. That's where that is. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I personally don't think that the multifamily, and we've seen this, they don't pay less now under the new billing than they did before. Because before, we never calculated the communal buildings. We went 100 doorknobs, 100 EDUs, you're good. They use all the, you know, washing machines and stuff. No one ever, we never calculated that. Right. So in order to keep score whole, I was like, well, if we're going to get down and proportional and make sure it's fair, it's going to be fair. Count those. So okay. that's where we're at.
What is a pool count for?
It's got its own.
The plumbing code has a table.
We don't allow the pools to drain into the sewer system.
Oh.
SCORE has a policy that says you cannot drain your pool into this. Now, whether it happens or not, mm-hmm. I'm not out there watching all the time. Yeah. But technically, you're not supposed to, so we don't count your pool.
Oh, okay. Any questions?
Wow.
Would somebody like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the amendment of SCORE policy 7050, calculations and collection of sewer rates and charges to correct the classify the policy language.
Second.
All in favor?
No, this one's got to be a roll call. Commissioner Clark?
Yes.
Commissioner Mastalotto?
Yes.
Commissioner Goodson?
Yes.
Unanimous.
I thought it was only when it was money. Oh, it is money because
it's going to affect their RFC
okay.
charge. Yep.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, attorney's report. Anything, Ryan?
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. Really don't have anything of substance, just been working with the district on the policy updates. Litigation-wise, I hate to say it, but it's just been kind of status quo, which maybe isn't a bad thing. They're the ones pursuing the claim, and they really haven't taken any action to move it forward. To the extent there's updates, we'll bring that to you in closed session at a later time. But that's my report from the board. If there's any questions for me, I'm happy to answer them now.
Any questions? Okay, thank you. Manager's report.
Yes, Manager. So no operational issues to report this month. Solar, we should be seeing them at any point in time. They're telling me that they're wrapping up engineering and should be mobilizing soon, so I'll stay on them. I did want to address last month's, when I reported to you guys that there was a change order. I wasn't happy with the level of detail I gave you on that once I listened to the minutes. I kind of just blew through it too quick, so I'd like to go back and kind of talk about that one. So it was for $276,000. Which is a large chunk of money, but the good thing about that is that was all work that was going to have to be done in phase two. So yes, it's $276,000 more than we were thinking we were going to pay in phase one, but it's $276,000. It's probably not work out exactly, but it's less that money that we will pay in phase two. So I just wanted you guys to know we weren't out here like, oh, just add $276,000 to the project for no reason. It had to be done, and it also will be money that we don't have to spend later. Rudy Creek Pump Station, that thing is up and going pretty good. We just completed a bird survey, a nesting bird survey over there, which is the first thing that they have to do to get start getting shovels in the ground and stuff. They've been working with Caltrans. We're going to probably we have to amend the plan a little bit, so we're working with Caltrans to get our new plan. Yeah, our new plan approved and stamped by the engineers, and so there's a little change order on that side of it for us, well within our budget. Let's see here. Still waiting up to hear from the county on the $6.3 million towards phase one. We're working with them on the funding here. They've asked for some additional reporting on the on the billing that's happening now. It's above and beyond what our contract with the county is, as far as what we're required to report to them. It's above and beyond what the contractor's contract with us is, that's required, that they're required to report to us. So they've basically said, if you're gonna require that we do this, we're gonna have to hit you with a change order, because we gotta pay somebody to gather all this extra information. So obviously we don't want to do that, so we've brought in Ryan. He's going to look at the language in our contracts and see if they can force us to do this. Now I'm kind of caught in the middle here, because I'm begging them for $6.3 million extra dollars, while at the same time telling them I don't want to do their extra requirements for the reporting. Mm-hmm. Right, so I'm trying to
play middleman
and you know, hey, we'll do everything we have to make you happy, but we also, you know, can't cost us a bunch of money in the process. Right. So we're trying to manage that situation. The actual employees at the county have been great about it. They're just getting business from the state on what they need to show the state, so we'll figure it out. It won't affect too much, but it's just a headache mainly for this guy here. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So my entity reports, like I said, we're doing great with Rudy Creek Pump Station. I've been keeping District Engineer Heindel and Manager Boucher over there abreast of everything that's happening with that. I've also been keeping Tim over at the city abreast of everything that's happening over there, since you guys are footing the bill on this thing. So that's the next part of my City of Waterville part, is I've been keeping you guys involved, and I've also had a couple meetings with Brian on some like this policy stuff. And then Loepud, haven't really had any business with Loepud over the last month, other than really appreciate the fact that Dave reached out as soon as it started raining. Mm-hmm. See if we needed any help, see if we were good to go. I just think that, you know, and I like to come back to this all the time, it just shows you where the JPA is at this point in time. We all work together, we all got each other's back. It's a JPA wide approach rather than Loepud, City, Thurlito, you know, it's we're all working together. So I just wanted to say, from my thing, we really appreciate that he would reach out to us. Mm-hmm. And the same thing, Jamie's the same in the city, and Jamie McGuire over the city have been great too. So from the JPA standpoint, I think it's as strong as ever. And that's really all I have.
Okay, there's no visitors, so there's no visitor comments. Commissioner and staff comments. Any comments from anyone?
Nope.
Not on this.
Okay. Do you have a comment?
Not on this.
Okay. Then I will adjourn the meeting at 5:14. Wow. And well, our next meeting is March 24th at 5 o'clock. Meeting adjourned. I was off by 2 minutes.